Esau, eldest son of Isaac, sold his birthright. For one morsel of meat, for a momentary gratification of appetite, he sold his rightful inheritance. But now that the blessing had been actually pronounced upon Jacob, all the strength of Esau's impulsive, passionate nature was aroused, and his grief and rage were terrible.
Hast thou not a blessing also for me, father?
Thy brother came with such tape and has taken away thy blessing.
Haven't you got just one blessing for me? Just one?
Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live and shall serve thy brother.
Serve Jacob? Me? Never, never. I'll kill him first. Yes, I will kill him. He stole what was rightfully mine. Now I'll slay him.
Jacob! Jacob!
Yes, Mother?
Esau is going to kill you.
Mother!
He's angry because you... because we tricked your father into giving you the blessings of the birthright. Oh, listen to me, son. You must escape right now. Go to my brother Laban in Mesopotamia.
Mother, I don't want to live in exile. It's all my doing, and I...
No, son. It is my fault. I advised you to deceive your father.
Mother, don't blame yourself. After all, the angel did tell you that I was to have the birthright blessing, and you were only trying to carry out God's will.
Oh, those things are true, my son. And God's purpose to make you the recipient of the birthright blessing would have been fulfilled in God's own good time. Oh, I had no right to take matters into my own hands. I have a feeling that when you leave, and you must flee now, but I shall never again look upon your face.
Mother!
We must pay for our sins.
Will I have to remain in Mesopotamia long?
Until your brother gets over his anger.
Well, I can't go without father's permission.
I'll see to that. You just get ready to leave.
Who is it?
It is only I.
Oh, Rebecca. I'm glad you came. I want to talk.
Very well. Go ahead. I'll listen.
You don't sound very happy.
Oh, you're imagining things.
No, I can tell. Ever since I've been blind, I've learned to pay special attention to people's voices. By the sound of your voice, there's something wrong, isn't there?
Well, there is, yes.
Tell me about it.
Oh, it's Jacob. I'm so afraid he's going to get married.
Well, it's about time he got married.
Yes, but he may choose a wife from among the Hittites.
Marry an idolater?
Well, Esau did.
Yes, and Jacob might, too, at that. I'll talk to him.
Oh, thank you, Isaac.
Jacob! Come here a minute.
Coming, Father, coming. Can I do something for you, Father? How about some more water? Your pitcher's empty.
No, I just want to talk to you. Sit down. I've something very important to discuss with you. You're of an age to marry. There's no doubt that many of the girls that live near here are attractive, but...
But what, Father?
But they are Canaanites. They don't belong to our people.
Well, Esau married a local girl.
I gave you my blessing. You are in a very special position. It is very important, therefore, that you do not marry a girl from Canaan.
But, Father...
I want you to go to Mesopotamia, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. And I want you to find a wife among the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother.
Very well, Father, since it is your wish.
God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people. And God give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham.
And so Jacob went out from Beersheba, from his father's house, and went eastward towards Mesopotamia to the home of Laban, his mother's brother.